Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Flabdux of Gaming, also known as Ethan.
And I am your beautiful and amazing and handsome host, Jeevan Stevens, also known as John. How are we doing today?
Massaging our ego, are we?
Well, I mean, yeah, someone's gotta do it.
Someone's gotta do it, because you know you can't. Doing fine, I guess. Just had a, as John knows, I just had a really good sandwich, and I was technically, John was actually really late to this recording. He actually should be completely ashamed of himself, really. So it's definitely him that was late, not me. But it's just, you know, it's a week that happened. It's a week that existed. I got some more reading done, actually. That's a thing I can say. My goal is 12, and I still don't think that's gonna happen. But I'm on 7 now. So, we're halfway there, living on a prayer, you know? So, I still don't think it's going to happen. I think it's unrealistic, but we'll see what happens.
Right.
I'm actually currently reading a book about the Backrooms. It's pretty interesting so far.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Backrooms, at this point, is mainstream enough that there's books about them. I found the most popular one and started reading it, so...
Interesting. Is there a story, like... that happens in the Backrooms, or is it like about the idea of the Backrooms?
No, it's about a story that happens. Like this guy was, he's like a film producer, I guess, and which is tied to the Cane Pixels series, because that's what happened to the first guy in the Cane Pixels video, is he was like a film producer and he slipped. So it's about this guy, he slips in the Backrooms. I think right now that I'm hearing him, he's in level, he's in technically level 1, which is the parking, like, garage area. Or, like, the warehouse, whatever they call it. Because level 0 is what the actual yellow walls are. So it looks like he's going to be, from my understanding, he's going to be... It's almost like a story about Escape the Backrooms, from what I've seen so far. Which is really cool. I'm only, like, 30 pages into it. So I'm not too far, but that's what it seems like it's going to be anyway. But it's decent so far. The pacing's a little quick for my liking, but, I mean, it's the Backrooms, so everything's, no one knows what's going on, so.
Nice, nice. For me, I've just been, you know, doing classes and whatnot,
imagine,
so it's just been pretty uneventful. Yeah. I mean, I did go out to dinner on Saturday, so that was pretty nice.
Where'd you go?
It's a local place.
Oh, I see, I gotcha. You're saying you don't want to dox your location?
I do not, no. I do not wish to do that today on this podcast. Maybe next time, but we'll see.
Well, I will. My location is... This is a long censor bar.
Well, maybe cut out.
Editing Ethan. No, editing Ethan's going to put a long censor bar in there. So.
You heard him. He's at...
Yeah.
No, this dog says it, man.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, at some point, like, in the future, not now specifically, but because I'm creating a bunch of things, and because a lot of stuff requires you to have, like, your full name on there, then, you know, eventually I'm going to have to do a face reveal, because if they search me up, I don't know what actually happens. I've been told you're not supposed to search yourself up, but... if I do, I wonder if I'll find myself. But, yeah, so, outside of what I already said, it's not been too eventful. I mean, we got people over right now, which is, we'll see what happens. And it's like a football game day, because, you know, it always is. So, you shouldn't hear any background noise, but we'll see what happens. Depends on how bad their team sucks, because, you know, they normally do. Hashtag shots fired. And you won't know who I'm firing shots at, because you don't know where I'm at. So, take that.
I'm pretty sure every team sucks, and all of them do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, that's pretty cool, I guess. You know, you got people over. You don't see that every day. At least not here.
You don't see that every day.
Do you have a headline for us today?
I do, and this one's really funny. So you might have heard the name Jack Daugherty, or whatever the frickin' the last name is. He's basically, the best way I can describe him personally is a public nuisance. And really just a piece of garbage. if you don't know anything about him, he kind of, his entire gimmick is going around to strangers and harassing them, and then having, like, a bodyguard defend him, so in case they try to get aggroed onto him, he acts tough with his bodyguard. And then, while he's not doing that, he drives around in a car really fast and crashes it and tries to murder people. So, you know, as you do. But right, because of his really stupid actions, he has been arrested. And when I found that out, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I didn't give two hoots about him anyway. But everyone else is, like, saying something. Like, here's what this is saying. This made my life, or this made my, my month, my year, my life. And then someone else said, our prayers have been answered. So, yeah, basically everyone hates this guy. I think he's like the number fourth hated person in the entire world. There's like a list of that. He's like number four in terms of like content creators, which makes a lot of sense because he's just a straight up douchebag. There's really no other way around it. Going up to random strangers and provoking them and harassing them. That's, first of all, illegal. You're not allowed to harass people. But he gets away with it because he has his bodyguard. After his stunt he pulled with the car, and he, like, crashed and almost killed his friend, and then proceeded to keep filming, like, he didn't give two hoots about him. Like, that's when I knew that this guy is, like, he's soulless. He has no humanity in him. Justice has been served today, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say. And I don't even personally know them. And I'm glad I don't, but I'm just saying. I don't even personally know him, and I can say that his actions have had consequences. Because clearly he's been babied as a child or something. Because that's the only way I can see entitlement working with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people always learn that their actions have consequences, so it's good to see that they actually are getting their consequences, because it shows people if they get away with that sort of stuff, like, that's something that is just fine to do, which it's clearly not.
Right.
So it's good to have those people be held accountable and stopped from being a menace.
Right. Well, and like I said, public nuisance is the way I describe it, and yet menace is true as well. But just because, like, I felt so bad for everyone he just, like, intensely provoked. Like, it's just so annoying. And then it's not confirmed, but from what I've seen the videos of him, there seems to be a hint of misogyny in his voice too when he talks to females, and I don't appreciate that at all. So I just all around I hate the guy. Really, he's like the Logan Paul of our generation. So I'm glad, like John just said, I'm glad justice is being served in the sense that he didn't murder anyone, although he tried, but he hasn't murdered anyone, so it's not like that type of justice. Just justice in the sense that his actions have been shown consequences, and that hopefully, you know, we have the forgiveness episode, and obviously he didn't do anything to me personally, but it's the idea that everyone can change, right? And we can hope that he's going to change. We'll see. I'm not going to bet on it, but we can hope that he's now realizing that his actions have consequences. That's all I can say there. So,
right. Because I feel like a lot of people who act like that just have never had any consequences for their actions. They were, like you said, baby as a child, or they were grew up rich or something, or they were like, I can just throw money at it, and that's my problem solved. No consequences here.
Right.
So, yeah, when they actually learn the hard way that their actions have consequences, often it can lead to growing as a person. And so I hope that that's what happens here, because that's all of that is just not great stuff that this guy has been doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, even before he did the car incident, he was, like, harassing and provoking people. It's like, why, like, and first of all, I don't know who's watching that. Like, I watch, like, harmless pranks. I watch, like, I don't even really watch the crazy prank shows. I watch harmless pranks where this guy, what did he do? It was in Times Square. It was in some sort of city. It looked like Times Square. And his wife was holding his hand. The guy tapped on the wife to let her know something. And she turns around and the guy signals that he wants to hold the husband's hand. And so the wife, like, went away and he held the husband's hand. And, like, he went for, like, a good, like, block down the road until he realized it was a random dude holding his hand and not his wife. And then they just laughed after that. And, like, everyone had a great time. Like, I watch those types of pranks because I think they're wholesome and funny. But the pranks where, you know, you crash a car, well, it wasn't a prank, but the things where you like, go up to people and harass them. That's not a prank. If the, my general thing is, if you made a joke and the other person isn't laughing afterwards, then it wasn't funny. Just plain simple, that's as far as it goes. And literally no one was laughing at this guy. So nothing he was doing was funny to anyone else. So, but I don't want to give him too much exposure, so we should move on. I hate him that much.
Indeed we should. Well, do you have a creator that you do want to give exposure to?
Oh, do I? Great segue. So, yeah, the creator I want to give a shout out to is actually, I just found her recently. Her name is Kit Kat Plays, which I think is a really funny name. I personally love Kit Kat, so you already got me sold there. But she is a relatively small, from what I can tell, streamer slash content creator. I'm guessing she streams on Twitch. She didn't say it in this. Streams over Twitch. She streams 4 times a week, and then she uploads all of her videos over to YouTube. So kind of like what John does. So if you like the John style content, where it's like a VOD, although she might edit hers, I'm not entirely sure. I feel like she would have specified if she uploaded her VODs. But it's like, so if you like John style content, she seems to be mainly Minecraft, but it seems like she does do other stuff. And so if you like, if you need a new streamer in your life and you want to watch some good old Minecraft or some other stuff that you might have over there, then, go check it out. KitKatPlays_ is what the, YouTube name is, but there might be, her Twitch name might be a little bit different. It depends. I'm assuming not, because a smart business maneuver would be for have them to be the exact same, but, so yeah, go check her out if you're into that style of content, or if you don't want to watch the streams. She's, like I said, she uploads all of her stuff on YouTube. So there you go.
Noise.
Oh, and we forgot to mention let's give the listeners some clarity here. We done goofed. We definitely done goofed. And what I mean by that is, so the schedule you're getting is you just got Painter's Paradise. That would be last week. Or no. That'd be, for you guys, so here's the schedule. It'd be Painter's Paradise, then Crack the Code, then this one, and then the game show, and then whatever the next one is, right? So that's not the order we recorded them in, because the order we recorded them in was Painter's Paradise, Crack the Code, Painter's Paradise, Crack the Code, and then I did another one, which was the game show, which I should have realized I shouldn't have done because John was supposed to host that next one. And so what we're doing is, because they're not even out yet anyway, I'm just going to shift them around before they even go out. So like I said, the thing I said at the beginning, that's the thing you're getting. It's Painter's Paradise, Crack the Code, this one, the game show, and then whatever John's next one is, right? So that's the thing you're getting, but I just want to clarify that is not the day we recorded them in. So if our information seems either old or new somehow, however you want to go about that, that is why, because that's not the order we recorded them in.
Indeed, it is. I don't know what, like, I guess we just had a brain fart, and I was like, I don't know.
I guess.
We recorded last. It's been a whole week. You think I've been missing something from a week ago?
Well, so. It's surprising that it slipped both of our minds, because I'm the one that has access to RSS and looks at it, although I didn't work on Crack the Code, and honestly, I still haven't. For you guys, I obviously did because it's already out. But for me personally, I haven't yet because I've been not busy, but busy that I've just been forgetting. And I have a cat on my shoulder. I've been really busy with achievement hunting and devour because I did, like I said to either last episode or I said in John's Twitch, is that I guess I just hate myself or something, because if you don't know what devour is, it has like 150 achievements, half of them are multiplayer locked. And then the other half are really hard because you have to beat this map on Nightmare Mode. You have to beat this map on Nightmare Mode. You have to beat every map on Nightmare Mode. Then you have to beat Nightmare Mode as every character that's in the game, which there's like 8 characters. So, and then there's the achievements where you gotta do something 666 times, and you can only do that, 10 times per game. So that's like 60 games right there, if I'm doing the math right, which I'm probably not. So, yeah, it's just, it's for some reason I find it enjoyable, and I don't know why. I might be what's the word, John? Masochist? Yeah. I might be turning into a masochist, which hopefully isn't the case. I mean, I'm just like Markiplier, I will continue to deny it. Yeah, indeed. I mean, I do enjoy getting achievements, and the one thing that gives me a bit of more dopamine than the regular achievements is, on Steam, if there's an achievement that is, like, I think it's less than 5% is when it starts. So you get like a gold foil around the achievement. It kind of glows. It's really cool. And you can have a, on Steam, if you get it, you can have like a shelf that displays your rarest achievements. I've, like, all of the achievements in Devour that are solo are like below 2%. Like, almost every achievement, because no one's doing it. No one's going out here beating everything on Nightmare Mode. No one's beating everything on Hard Mode, even. It's because people are, like, Devour is, like, such a multiplayer-focused game, because on multiplayer, if your friend goes down, you have a revive, like these medkits. But if you're on single-player and you go down, you're done. Game over. That round's over now. So, but yeah. So I haven't worked on Crack the Code just yet, for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really, really ought to do that. So that seems like a skill issue. Don't look at all the unfinished YouTube videos that I made. Don't worry about that. It's you who's wrong,
right?
And I've never done anything wrong in my life.
Makes perfect sense.
I can only judge you.
Yep, I have no further questions. That makes sense to me.
Indeed, indeed. Well, speaking of questions. Yeah, amazing. It's almost like we've been doing this for a while.
It's almost like we've been doing it for like 3+ years.
Yes, well, today we're going to have, I guess, a bit of a quiz show.
Yes, and I'm not the one doing it for once.
It's a me this time. So I have gone through the podcast archives. I've scoured all the episodes, looking for obscure questions to ask Ethan here, and to see if he knows the podcast well, which he should, because he edits these. So I edit
and produce it, so I feel like if I don't, I think my goal today, because this is centered around impossibility. Like John said, like half, like most of these questions are like, why would I remember that type of questions, right? So my goal today is get 5 out of 15. To me, that's a passing grade. I might not be the teacher, but I'm qualifying that as a passing grade for myself. If I get 5 out of 15, I've succeeded. If I don't, then I'm going to cry.
Right. Well, if this was like a test in school, I'm just saying a 5 out of 15 would be 33%.
Listen, man, I didn't really ask what it was in school terms. I'm saying in terms of the podcast terms, that's what I'm qualifying it.
Like, that would be nowhere near passing.
Listen, man, I'm basically Batman, and so if I get 5 out of 15, I'm happy, right? Because if I set the bar low enough, then everyone's expectations are already kind of lowered with it, therefore I can succeed and get, like, 12 out of 15, you know what I mean? So I gotta like, lower the bar first, you know?
Yeah. So, do you want to just get started?
Sure, why not?
So it starts off, the first couple questions are a bit simpler, I should say. But they're difficult enough that I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
And these are open-ended questions, or are they multiple choice?
I didn't think to make fake multiple choice answers.
Well, no, that's fine. So I just wanted to clarify if they're multiple choice or not.
Yeah, they're not multiple choice. That would be too easy. You know, you have 1 out of 4 chance to get it correct.
That's true. I would have a 1 out of 4 chance, so.
But this first question is, what was the original topic of America Runs on Duncan?
I think that's Worst Habits, because I remember talking about procrastination. I remember John talking about, I forgot, what are you talking about? And then I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure it's Worst Habits. I've actually listened to that recently, so I'm pretty sure it's Worst Habits. Final answer, locking in it.
That's correct. I mean, I have bad habits in here, but maybe
it's literally the same thing.
Yeah, that's one I put there because I was like, I always forget, because I just remember the episode we talked about Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
So, and like, it's even called America Runs on Duncan. It makes it seem like it's sponsored. It's not.
It's not. No, we'd have to disclose that.
Yeah, but Duncan, if you're listening, just give us a shot.
Literally,
we take your money. We love your business.
I don't know if they'll sponsor us, because we're not big enough just yet for sponsorships. What I think we could be big enough for is partnerships, though, because there's not generally a requirement to reach those. Plus, I said this a while ago, like, I forgot when I did, but I messaged corporate, like Duncan Corporate on Twitter or something, or on Instagram, I think it was on Instagram, And I said, hey, just we have a podcast here. I gave him like a 2 cent thing so it wasn't boring. I was like, hey, we run a podcast called Brokers. We did an episode recently where we like basically gave you free shout outs and sponsor, basically like promoted your products or whatever. And I think I put in the message, you don't have to pay us just yet or something like that. And I was like, it'd be awesome if you guys could listen to it. And then whoever runs the social media, I was like, sure, send it over. We'd love to hear it or something. So I sent it over. And then they actually responded, like, it was granted, it was like 3 weeks later, but they had actually responded to it saying it was a really fun episode. They enjoyed it. Now, they didn't say anything after that. They didn't say, oh, we'd love to sponsor you or we'd love to partner with you. So it's in the wheelhouse because that'd be awesome, Duncan. Listen, me and you right here. All right. Smooch. All right. Give me your money. But I also like, it'd be a company I'd be fine with endorsing because they actually make quality products. Like, if Starbucks came out, we'd be like, well, throw in a couple extra million and maybe I'll consider it. But, like, with Dunkin', it's like, give me whatever, man. As long as it's money. Because I don't want free food. Free food's boring. I can get that anyway. Because sometimes when you do promotions, you're like, oh, we'll give you, like, a year of free coffee. It's like, well, that sounds fine. I'd rather just the money. You know what I mean? So.
I'd rather just have money.
So, yeah. So, it's in the wheelhouse, but it's, you know, I think before we end the podcast, whenever that is, like 10 years down the line, before we end the podcast, we have to make it our mission to get sponsored at least once by Duncan. I think that's the goal of the podcast. It's, we gotta see the meme through.
Right, right.
And then also we gotta see the Ball John meme through too, so maybe we do like a cancer, like stream. Not stream, but like where somewhere you have to donate high enough and then John shaves his head or something. John would of course have to decide to pow hot.
For some reason we like we should do a cancer stream. I was not thinking like a fundraiser for like support of cancer research and cancer.
What else would it
be? We're gonna give John cancer.
Like, well, yeah, you can't do that anyway. I don't think.
No, that's what I know of. I mean, expose me to things that are known to cause cancer.
Why would you assume that that's what I was talking about? Why did your brain go that direction and not the obvious golden path of what I was actually talking about?
Well, you know, I didn't think about it.
No, so we wouldn't be doing that. We wouldn't be giving anyone cancer. If anything, we're doing the opposite. But I'm mostly joking about the second one. But I would definitely think before we end the podcast, like I said, whenever that is, 10 years down the line, we've got to make sure that Duncan is a sponsor. We have a sponsored Duncan thing.
Yes, indeed. Well, continuing on the Duncan train, also in that episode, this is what the question comes from, is what did you say should be added to the Constitution?
Oh, no. What did I say should be added to the Constitution? It's probably not a good thing, is what I said. I have no idea, man. But I gotta take a guess. What would I have said? I can think of like a couple things I've said on videos that I've said should be added to the Constitution. When it comes to the podcast, though, I could have said something along the lines like, I'm always right, add that to the Constitution. Was it Duncan related? I don't think so. I think it was like just banter between the bad habits and stuff. I'm guessing that also the thing we're doing is there's no hints with this necessarily. It's just that's why it's called the Impossible Quiz. Because the Impossible Quiz, if you don't know what the Impossible Quiz is, it's literally a Flash game that was made in like 2010, and it doesn't give you any hints. You just have to figure it out. So that's what this is. Because if there were hints, I'd ask John if he knows who was talking before that, because that would help a bit more. But I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't remember the context of this anyway. But
yeah. What would I have said should be added to the Constitution? I mean, I could think of a lot of things. That's such an older episode, too. I can remember stuff from newer episodes. Older episodes is where I struggle. Man. I mean, I might just have to bite the bullet on this one. I'm going to say blowing up orphanages should be part of the Constitution. That's my answer.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a good question. I feel like we hadn't developed the orphanage joke yet.
Oh, had we not? Had done the... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I just kind of assumed.
But the answer is punching children should be in the Constitution.
What was the guy?
We should be able to do it. That's what I assume is what you meant.
I feel like this podcast is ruining my chances of becoming a president or anything important.
Yes. Someone would be like, what do you think we should do if you're a president? he said we should have a bunch of children.
No, so you know those political ads, which are really stupid, by the way, where they just, like, badmouth the other person, don't say anything that they're going to do? It'd be something like that, where it's like, have you heard of Ethan, Flabzexy Gaming? Have you heard that he wants to make punching children legal or something? It'd be something like that. I would not have thought that initially. I was thinking, running through my brain was like, blowing up orphanages, locking up John for being bald. Like, I was just thinking of, like, these types of stuff. Not that. And I feel like I listened to that episode recently, so.
It was such, like, offhanded, too. He was just like, that's what we had to say. I'm like, okay.
I mean, it's funny. I probably did it for the bit, but I don't even remember doing that. So, yeah, that was a good question. Yeah, all right.
Apparently, I picked a good amount of questions from this episode, because question 3 is also from this episode, but not all from this episode.
He only pulled, like, 15, 14 questions from this episode and picked a random one from a different one.
Yes, indeed. But question 3, what did the other guy say that was a pet peeve of his that pissed him off that made me take away 2 points from him?
Well, wait a minute. American Runs on Dunkin' wouldn't be pet peeves. That'd be bad habits.
You know what?
Oh, did he say
pet peeves?
Okay, well, I was going to say maybe we branched off to pet peeves, but I don't remember that.
No, yeah, because pet peeves were a different episode. So this wasn't from
American Runs on Dunkin'. John doesn't even know where he got these questions from.
No, I remember. This one was, I didn't say it in the question. That's why I was like, they wouldn't.
What even was the pet peeve episode? I know it exists, but I don't know the name of it. I don't feel like checking. So what did he say was his pet peeve, and then you took 2 points away because he said it was a pet peeve?
Yes.
There's a pet peeve that he had that he was saying something about, and I don't know if I said something at the time. There's a pet peeve that he said that he hates when, maybe it's not it. I was going to say, the thing running through my mind is he said he hates when people, like, don't listen to him or something when he's talking or something like that. And he gave a story about how there was this kid that I think had autism, right? And he wasn't listening or something. He got mad at that kid for doing that. I could see you taking away points for that, but I don't recall that happening. I don't recall you saying you took away points for that. Unless he said a pet peeve was his was being late, and you took away points because that's really hypocritical of him to say that, because he was constantly late, especially during that time period. Both are good answers. I just don't remember if he ever said it, pet peeve was being late. I think he did, because I swear I made fun of him for that. Because he said his pet peeve was people being late, and I literally said to him, I'm like, you are literally late. What are you talking about? And so I can see you taking my points for that. Those are really my only two answers. So I guess I'll just... I'm going to be really upset if I say one, it's the other one. I'm going to be really upset. So I'm going to say the second one that I said. I'm thinking he said his pet peeve was other people being late, and then you took 2 points away because you're like, that's hilarious, you're literally late all the time.
Yes, it was indeed.
Yes!
When someone is late to a scheduled meeting, which happened constantly and often without any explanation.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just didn't show up.
Yeah,
again, without any explanation.
I wish I had counted how many hours me and John wasted. It got to a point where I even said this in a different episode. It got to a point where we literally started playing Minecraft to, like, wait, to, like, instead of just sitting in a call wasting time, because we were talking to each other, obviously. But, like, I felt bad for wasting John's time, because I'm like, we're literally here, he's not here, he's giving no explanation as to why, and then sometimes when we asked for an explanation, he got mad at us for asking for the explanation. It's like, what do you mean that's your pet peeve? You literally do it all the time. So, that one made sense. I think, maybe he didn't take away points for the first one I said, but I feel like he did say that also. I feel like
I think I vaguely remember that, and I was like, it's a bit judged. I'm judging you for that one. I might have taken away points as well. I don't remember.
Because, like, the pet peeve would have been fine if you didn't give that exact specific example. Because, like, people with autism, sometimes they can't focus on just what you're saying. They're listening to the birds in the background. They're hearing the cars that are passing over the overhead street or whatever. Like, they're hearing so much stimulus that they can't focus on just specifically you. So if you'd given a different example, right, I might have been a little bit more leisurely with it, but...
Right. If he had been like, hey, yeah, you know what, when people don't listen to me, but I say, hey, don't do that, and they do that anyway, that's annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I get that. But what he gave is absurd and ableist.
Yeah.
But moving on, in the episode, Who's Tim? What did you say we would do in the case of a tie?
Oh, I'm going to say we'd do, that's not where I thought that was going. I thought you were going to ask like something about Tim.
Who was Tim?
Who did we ever? Who did we figure out to be Tim? What did I say we'd do in case of a tie? And I'm assuming it's absurd if this is the question you've chosen. I feel like it can't just be we'll flip a coin. Like I feel like that can't be the answer. I feel like it's got to be we'll blow up every person's house. Whoever survives is the winner. Like something. It's got to be something absurd. Feel like or something. My mind just came up with whoever is more bald is the winner, which would mean based on the meme, you'd be the winner. I don't know, man. That's a good question again. What question number is this?
Question 4.
All right, we gotta speed this up then. So I'm just gonna say, we just there's no way it's that. It's gonna say like we no, that can't be that. It's not. There is no chance. If it's that, I'm ending the podcast episode right here and there. So if you guys see the episode ending, you know that my answer was correct. I guess I'm just gonna say we'll blow up an orphanage. That's the at that point I know we had the orphanage joke, so I'm just gonna go with that.
Sadly, it was not blow up an orphanage.
Damn it!
It was we will roll a one-sided die. I'm not entirely sure what a one-sided die is, but that's what you said.
Did I say it in a joking manner, or did I mean it? Because I was like...
No, I think you just misspoke, but I was like, what the hell is a one-sided die?
One-sided die. I don't know. I mean, it's to me, if I look up one-sided die, what does it come up with? Is it actually a thing? Or did I, like...
I think it's just a piece of paper with some one on it.
The first thing I see is from Reddit, the one-sided die, because it's what we've all been waiting for. So, there's a metal one-sided die. I don't know how it works, though. Oh, it's not even like a die. It's like a rubber band, but the way you roll it, it will always land face up, which is where the number is. So, you know what? It's actually a thing. Maybe I misspoke, but you can't prove it.
Okay, well, we're going to move right on, huh? So you've gotten, I think, two, correct?
Just two, yeah. No, two. I got the first one and then the other one.
Indeed, yes. So two correct so far, it's pretty good. In the movie quote episode, which movie did I say that was... In the movie quote episode, which movie did I say that, based on the quote, seems like I would enjoy it, that surprised you?
Wait, read that whole thing again?
Yeah, in the movie quote episode, I don't know what it's called, which movie did I say that based on the quote seems like I would enjoy it and that surprised you?
So you're asking for the name of the movie?
Yes.
It's The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight. When I heard it, I was like thinking one of those stories where they give you you're in the middle of the story and it's like... You're probably wondering how I got this situation. I was like, oh, I like stories like that because it's interesting. It gets me real hooked.
Right.
And then I was like, one of the probably worst movies to ever exist.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I said I was probably surprised by it. Because I'm like, I've heard of this movie and I watched like the first 10 minutes and I hated it. And then I've heard other people say they hate it. So
yeah,
I'm
like, it's not good. It, there's a lot of problems with it outside of its story just being bad. It's not good.
Yeah. So, hey, that's three.
Good point to you. That's three. Okay. What was my goal for reading in 2024?
Oh, whatever. I have no idea. There's no way it's 12. You're much more of a reader than I am, so my goal was 12. I'm going to slot in 16, just because I think that that sounds accurate.
Okay. Well, you're close. It was 18.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the amount that I ended up actually reading.
Oh, whatever.
I didn't.
Well, maybe you should complete your goals then, John. Maybe I would have remembered better.
No.
What do you mean, no? That wasn't a question. That was a command.
No. All right, moving on. Question 7. In degrees of deduction, what did I say was usually the highlight of my week?
Well, I hope it'd be the Provokers podcast, which you can listen to today. I don't know, eating? Like, I feel like it's got to be a totally John answer is the thing, right? It's not going to be, like, spending time with family, or it's not going to be something like that. It's got to be something, like, completely normal that John just loves. So, I mean, food or, like, eating dinner is a good one. But that's, like, there's no way that's it, right? Like, the podcast would be, like, a normal answer, and I don't think it's that. Also, this could be said in a joking manner, because if it is, then the answer drastically changes. I guess I'll just go with, like, eating food, dinner, whatever you wrote there, if it's that.
I said getting a beanie, which was in response to the other guy mentioning he finally got one.
Oh.
I said, oh, that's usually the highlight of my week.
That's
stupid.
Okay, so it was a joke answer then, whatever. If I had known it was a joke answer, I might have... I don't think I still would have came up with beanie, though. I would have came up with, like, blowing up an orphanage. Again, all these kind of questions kind of come back to the orphanage thing. I'm just saying.
it's all about orphanages.
So, but yeah, I probably wouldn't have gotten beanie no matter which way I looked at it.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I get your reasoning. It made sense.
Yeah. I didn't think it was food, but I was like, it's all I can go with right now.
Question 8. In Mystery Topic Wheel 2, I mentioned a video comparing companies to the 7 Deadly Sins. What did I say the name of the video was?
Oh, whatever. I know what you're referring to. I don't even closely remember what the name of the video was. You want the name of the video? Isn't it just Company, the 7 Sins of Companies? Like, I feel like it'd just be that. I mean, if it's not that, I don't know what it would be then. Like, Corporate Sins, maybe? Corporate Sins just sounds like a Cinema Sins ripoff. I don't know. I feel like it should just be what the thing is, which is like business, the 7 deadly sins of business or something. I'm going to go with that. It's like, that's what I would title it, but obviously I didn't make the video.
Well, yes, and you didn't make the video because that's wrong.
God damn it.
It was, this is a quote from me, but if you had said companies don't care about you is what I said, but
no.
I think that might not have actually been the name, but it was like something along those lines. And so I said something along the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So if you had said companies don't care about you, I would have been like, that's fine. That's good enough.
You know, I wouldn't have gotten
that. But you didn't say that. Because it was like, I think originally their intent wasn't to compare them to the 7 Deadly Sins. They just ended up doing that because that's where their mind went during the creation of the video.
You know, yeah, when you create videos like that, your mind just ascends into madness, and so you really know where you're going to end up.
Indeed. Okay. In our best trips, what music-themed restaurant did I say I ate at on my trip to Virginia Beach?
Music-themed restaurant. Hard Rock Cafe? That's the only music-themed restaurant I can think of. It wasn't a local place, was it? Because that'd be really stupid.
I don't think so. I mean, I honestly don't know if it's a chain or not, but it's like, how do I describe it?
Well, that makes me think it's not Hard Rock Cafe then, because I feel like you know that's a chain. I have like Hard Rock Cafe, because Rainforest Cafe, that's the one where it's like a jungle. That's not music themed. Hard Rock Cafe is music themed. Like, that's the entire shtick of it. There's like, I'm trying to think. He's saying if you don't know it's a chain, which makes me think it can't be anything obvious. So I'm just going to lock in Hard Rock Cafe. That's the first thing that came to mind.
It was Abbey Road, which is themed after the Beatles.
Literally never would have got it. Literally, never would have got it. Nope. Not a single chance.
You know? I mean, you could have viewed this as an episode.
I mean, listen, man, I probably did and just didn't listen to what you were saying. You ever think about that?
Well, that's kind of weird.
Not sure is. So I was giving me that stupid question.
All right. In my Q&A episode, what did you say that you think I would have gotten arrested for if I had been arrested?
Okay. I do remember this a bit more. So I know I said that the other guys would be shoplifting. For you, there's no way it's like something like jaywalking. I feel like it'd be, did I say speeding? Maybe I said speeding. I remember something about saying like that you would do it to, like if one of your family members were in danger or something, you'd do it to save them or something. Which I feel like speeding is a decent answer, like if you needed to get to their location quickly. But you don't get arrested for speeding unless you, like, disobey the cop in any sort of way. Usually they just give you a ticket and leave. I feel like murder's a bit too much. But maybe that's why I said if your family was in danger, you'd murder someone or you'd kill them just to save your family members. That could be it, actually, now that I think about it more. I feel like it's not something like grand larceny or like Grand Theft Auto. I feel like my mind's saying speeding, but you shouldn't really. If I had said that, then that was wrong, because you can't really get arrested for that unless the car is stolen, or like it would be something else you're getting arrested for. It wouldn't necessarily be speeding. So I guess I'm just gonna go. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with good old fashioned murder. You'd kill somebody if you had to.
Well, I thought you might have gotten it because it was shoplifting.
Unacceptable.
In an extreme situation where I needed to like steal food for my family.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, you kind of got the idea of where it was going, but you didn't.
Well, no, because I said shoplifting for the other guy, so I thought I wouldn't have said it for you. I'm upset.
You should be. You did say in the episode that you didn't think it would be speeding or something like
That's why I didn't say it. That's why I didn't say it, because I'm like, there's no way it's speeding. But, like, listen, these orphanages are not looking safe. That's all I can say.
Yes, indeed. They're at risk, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is going well.
It is, indeed. I'm happy. I was like, oh, maybe he just remembers really well.
No.
Guess not.
These are absurd. I mean, that one's a bit less absurd than the other one you said, but like that one, like, at least I was in the realm of possibility of getting it. The past two, there was no chance.
All right, question 11. In Better Goals, as an example of why you shouldn't make goals based on other people, which celebrity did I give as an example as what someone would want to be like? There's a lot going on in that question.
Listen, man, like, I'm trying to think of, like, bad celebrities, right? Because it's got to be someone that... Or actually, hey, reread the question again?
Embedded goals as an example of why you shouldn't make goals based on other people. Which celebrity did I give as an example as what someone would want to be like?
So that, to me, implies that the person's bad and that's why you shouldn't follow their lead. So, who's like bad celebrities, right? We got two that I'm not allowed to say. I'm assuming you never said those guys. Then there's people that are controversial, like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber. Like, there's like those guys. I'm assuming it's someone bad, because again, that's what I get. That's the implication I get from the actual quote you just, from the question you just asked. So if you say someone like, I don't know, I'm not even thinking about actors. You watch a lot of movies, so actor could be too. If you said Ryan Reynolds and it's in the bad tone, I'm kicking you off the podcast for good. So it'll be just me. I'll run the show. You don't talk about my boy like that. So it's not anyone like that. I don't know who's considered a bad person that's also an actor that I'm aware of. But I also don't watch a lot of stuff, so there's that problem too. Man, I have no idea. I can't even think of it, so I'm just gonna say, I don't know, man. Like, I'm trying to think of people you know about, or that you talk about, even. Who did John have on his mind that day, huh? Who was he looking to smooch? That's the question.
I don't know. That's
I'm gonna go with... I can only think of, people that are decent that there's no way you'd say them. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna say George Clooney. Why not? It's not right, but I got nothing.
Interesting. Okay, so my answer was Zac Efron. My purpose of my example was, if you were making a goal, I want to look like somebody who is really fit physically, and gave Zac Efron as an example, I would feel like Ryan Reynolds would be what I would normally go to. I don't know why I said Zac Efron.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I guess I was thinking of the movie Baywatch, where he worked out a lot for it, and he was like, "That life sucked. All I did was work out. I would not recommend it for anybody." So maybe that's why I was thinking that.
Yeah,
and that's why you wouldn't want to make that your goal.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even in my wheelhouse of answers, so I wouldn't have gotten necessarily. But
yeah,
I guess it wasn't. I wouldn't have gotten it anyway because I was thinking of bad people. You were giving an example to not be someone because they're awful, but I couldn't really think of anyone besides two really bad people that you're not allowed to say. So
yes, in the episode Likelihood Lounge, which one of us did we all agree would die first in a horror movie?
I think it was you, because I think we both made the joke that you would trip and, that I remember this, I remember us making, a couple different jokes, but one of the jokes was that you would, be playing a game or watching something, the killer would come in, you'd turn around and be like, oh, and then you'd get murdered. I remember us precisely making that joke. I'm hoping that's what we landed on, so I'm going to say we agreed that you would die first.
You are correct.
Yeah.
We basically said, it could be any one of us, but we were like, yeah, I guess just for the sake of the question, we'll go with me.
Oh, it wasn't even... Well, I know we made the joke, but I guess we weren't even really even sure. So, I feel like for a horror movie setting, if you're being chased... It depends on who you're being chased by. If you're being chased by, a Wendigo or something, you're just, Until Dawn type crap, then you're probably gonna die. But if you're being chased by, Jason, who can only just... Well, I guess he can sort of teleport. Who can't teleport? Ghostface. He can't teleport. He just kind of walks around. So, if you're being chased by Ghostface, as long as you don't get lured into traps, you can kind of escape him, right? I mean, I don't watch Scream or anything else, but I know he's just a normal person, isn't he? So, if it's something like that, we have a chance. And I feel like there's a bunch of different situations where you would be just fine. But I feel like I remember making the joke that you would you were playing or watching something, the killer comes in, you're like, oh, and then it gets slaughtered, basically. And that was the meme way of answering the question.
Yeah, I think there was something along those lines. So, I mean, you were on the right track, I guess.
Well, I clearly was, because I got the answer right.
Indeed.
All right, I only need one more to get my bare minimum of five.
Of five, yes. Well, we only got three questions left, so... What did I say was the first YouTuber I regularly watched? I assume this is in an episode about YouTubers. I don't remember the name.
I have no idea, man. I know it's probably someone that I've never heard of, and so that I'm never going to get it. There was an episode in season 2 about YouTubers. I forgot the name of it, too. Wasn't that YouTube Nostalgia? Isn't that just the name of it? Either way, I think it's that episode. I don't remember what the answer was, so let's read it one more time.
What did I say was the first YouTuber I regularly watched?
Regularly. It's probably going to be someone I don't know. I'm going to say Stampy, Because I remember you talking about him in that episode.
Well, I guess he passed, because that was correct.
Really? That's correct. Okay, I was between that or Markiplier, but I'm like, there's no way Mark... That's too easy of an answer. There's no way it's Markiplier. Woo! Well, hey, I got the bare minimum. Let's see if we can get to 7. 7's the highest I can get, so...
Yes. In the very first duo episode, which game did I say was strangely nostalgic to me, despite not being from my childhood?
Wait, what was it say? I missed the beginning part of that.
In the very first duo episode, what game did I say was strangely nostalgic for me, despite not being from my childhood? The
very first duo episode was Lovely Frights, which was the... We talked about horror games, and that's why we... We're like, it's what no whatever, Noah didn't... It was, I think that was the case of Noah didn't show up again. I mean, that was the first time. So Noah didn't show up. Let's just make a duo episode. Because back then, we didn't have the list. So I think we just decided, oh, let's talk about horror games, because he doesn't really play horror games, so it'd be fine if we just talk about it. So I'm guessing it'd be a horror game, if that's the case. You felt a strangely nostalgia towards it, but you never it was never from your childhood.
Indeed.
And if I'm correct, it'd be a horror game. I'm gonna go with Outlast? I don't think that's right, but I got nothing.
Okay, well, I said Skyrim. I could be wrong about what the first duo episode was, but I think the first duo episode was about nostalgia.
Maybe. The season one's a blur to me, man. Like, it's, we've done so much that the season one's really kind of... And plus, season one wasn't our best showing, especially around that time. I often refer to that as the dark ages of the podcast, because that's like where we were. We were kind of just winging it, which winging it's fine in most, in some cases, but the times were all off. That we didn't have a list of topics, so we were kind of just coming up with whatever. We were still kind of the mimicking distractible, which I'm glad we stopped that. So yeah, with that time period for me just kind of blurs together. So it's either memory. There's three. It's either memories behind the curtains of content creation, which I don't think it's that. I think that came later. Or the Lovely Frights. I thought it was Lovely Frights. I think Lovely Frights and Behind the Curtains of Content Creation are like right next to each other, though. So I don't know where Memories is and all that, but it could be. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's see if you can get this last question right. I might be wrong about this, but in the first Hills episode, what take by the other guy annoyed me so much I interrupted him to tell him I disagreed?
Oh, okay. In the first Hills episode?
Yes. I didn't fact check this one to make sure it was actually from the first one.
Right.
I just assumed. But we could also be from the second or third.
I'm trying to think of takes that he said that were outrageous. The one of them being was that females are not good at comedy. I remember that one.
One was pretty bad, yeah.
Which, no, I don't know why I kind of like... I didn't agree with it, but I kind of, like, understood his stance in the sense that men often take humor from darker places. And while that's true, women don't need to do that because they can pull humor from other areas. So, just wanted to put that on the record that I wasn't defending his stance. I was just saying, like, that's where he's coming from. So there's that one. What else was outrageous? I feel like in the first episode, a lot of them were pretty tame. I don't remember anything that was crazy. I remember your stance on bacon, which I still disagree with to this day, and you will be receiving a letter from my lawyer.
You sued me over that.
you defamed bacon. I get to sue you. but that was your take, not his. The only one I can remember is the comedy one. If it's from the first episode, like, again, I could be, like, if you're wrong, then I'm going to be wrong. Like, that's how that's going to go. Because I don't think the comedy one was in the first one. I think that was part 2 or 3. But, I don't know, man. It was outrageous enough for you to interrupt him. And I don't think you interrupted him during the comedy one. You just completely disagreed with it after. I don't think you interrupted him for that one. I mean, if it is Hills Part 1, there's, like, zero chance I remember. Again, I'm pretty sure... I mean, Hills Part 1 was the first episode. So, like, there is just, like, a 0.3% chance I get this. Because I don't remember anything. I mean, I remember the topic, but I don't remember anything that happened in that episode. I should listen to that one again, just to see how far we've come and how bad we were at the start of it. I guess I'll go with the comedy one. I don't think it's right, because I don't feel like you interrupted them during that, but I'm just going to go with that, because I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I believe the comedy one was in the second one. Yeah. So it was not that one.
Damn.
It was... The take was, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is not a true Assassin's Creed game. And it annoyed me, because it felt very gatekeeping to me. And it's something I don't like. And also, I believe if it was later in the podcast, like 2 or 3, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just been like, yeah, whatever. Because I would have been more professional at that point.
So wait, hang on. Well, first of all, I would never have got that. But second of all, what was the... Why did you not like it? I forgot. Because I don't play the game, so I don't know.
I don't know why he was saying that, to be honest with you. I haven't played the game myself. I just got annoyed by the feeling when people say, oh, that's not a true Zelda game. That's not a true whatever game it might be in the series. It annoyed me because I feel like that's very gatekeeping and isn't accurate most of the time when people say that. It's just not what they associate with the series, and therefore it's
right.
Wrong.
I see, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. I thought it'd be more outrageous than that. I thought it'd be more something like the comedy
thing.
Yeah,
no, it's a pretty tame quote, all things considered. That's why I said, like, if it was later on in the podcast, I probably wouldn't have said something immediately. I would have waited until we finished.
Right.
But it annoyed me very greatly, and so I interrupted him to be like, no, you're stupid.
Yeah, like, if you asked me to, like, name all the hot takes we had, I could name some of mine, because I know they're still existing to this day. For you and him, though, I don't know if I could name all that many. All I can remember is your bacon stance, and again, you will be serving a letter in the mail. I feel like you said something about ranch, but ranch I give you a pass, because first of all, I don't usually use ranch too much anyway, and also you're allergic, so you can't have it. With the bacon, you're just incorrect. But with the other stuff, I remember you saying like something about a movie that was everyone else considered bad, but you considered good, or vice versa, however that worked. Like, I could remember slight pieces, but if you really asked me to kind of think about it, I'd be screwed, because it's been so long, and we're never doing a Hills episode again. Unless we do it in, like, the final season 12 finale or something, we make a homage to it. But in terms of actual dedicated episodes, we're never doing that again. So.
Yeah, because I feel like we've discussed pretty much all of them, and there's just so many times we talked about it. Because it was an easy one to fall back onto if we didn't have an idea, because it was like, oh, we can just complain for an hour.
Well, I remember you saying in the season 1 finale that one of your favorite episodes was We Have the Beef, because you got to complain the entire time. I remember that was one of your reasons for that, liking that episode. Or you got to complain about companies we just didn't like. So, but hey, yeah, you know what? I got the bare minimum. Let's go! See, that's why I made it my goal, because, you know, now, even though it's 33%, C's get degrees, man. And that is a C, and you can't tell me otherwise. So, it would be, yeah. I'm actually writing the C right now. That is the grade I give myself, and I have passed. I'm moving on to the next college, you know.
Okay, well, if you take that ideology into your college experience, you will fail, because 33 is, in fact, it's very far below F. It's like,
what do you mean?
It's not that below F, but you might not have tried that hard.
What do you mean? What do you mean, man? The education system, it's been on a downhill. So maybe because they're like, you know, these kids, you know, they're getting like 33s. We got to make that the new C, you know. And then A is like a 90, and then if you get anything above an A, it's an A plus. You know what I mean?
So it's a C to get a 33, and then a 90 to get an A. What about B? Like, is that all that in between?
No, because C starts at 33, but it goes all the way to, like, 50. And then B is from, like, 51 to that 89 there. So, you know. Well, no, because you got to think. There's also a B plus and a B minus. So you got to there's those numbers. There's those in between as well. And this is really making a lot of sense. I just don't feel like you're understanding it really well.
Well, do you got any
parting words to the people?
Well, since I did win, because I got 5, which again, as we stated, is a C, my winner speech is that my winner speech is that this was a topic I had given to John a while ago. I was like, hey, I want to do this at some point, but because it's for me, I can't be the one to make the questions, because then I know the answers, obviously. So I said, I sent John on an adventure and a mission, and he was able to complete the mission, as Henry himself did as well. And it's pretty interesting. A lot of these questions, I just like, unless I remember that very specific detail, there was no chance. But there were some questions where I was surprised I got the answer. Like, what was the one where I was like, really? That's the answer? I forgot what that one was. That one was just a blind. Oh, it was a Stampy. That was the one I was like, what? That's really it? Because I kind of just like, that's one of my mindset, but I'm like, is that the answer? I feel like it's going to be someone I don't even know. Now, I didn't watch Stampy, but I know of him. So, and I remember, I remember Stampy from that episode, because John had said he started at a certain point in time, and I had looked at him, I'm like, no, he started, I think you said he left at a certain point in time. I'm like, no, he left earlier than that. And so I had to look up when he actually left, and that's how I remember it. So, all around, it really is really, really fun episode, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I liked the questions. I mean, someone was like, oh, this is too easy. That was the first couple. I don't know about that.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? It's getting to the point where I should probably, you know, just lock these in, because they might be bad, but yeah, at least I get a couple points.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, for anyone who's wondering, the reason I took so long to form this is because I've just been so busy with school and whatnot. I had started and done most of it before school started this semester, I think. And then I just got bogged down by stuff, so I didn't really have a chance to go through the podcast and listen to them just find these questions.
You know, John, I'm really just getting a bunch of excuses, because before, in the beginning of this episode, you told me that I was needed to, you know, it was a skill issue that I haven't completed the correct code episode yet. I'm just really hearing skill issues that you haven't completed the thing on time, you know?
No. See, I am always right. So, therefore,
I don't think that's in the Constitution.
It can't be a skill. Well, we should add it.
We should add it.
Right next to the fucking children.
Right next to the fucking children.
I'm always right. But, yeah. So, well, we'll probably do it for today. If you want to find us, you can find me over at Jeebens Feebens on Twitch and on YouTube, and Jeebens Feebens VODs is also on YouTube, where I upload all my Twitch VODs, sometimes with the audio edited slightly to be more decent, I guess. But usually it's unedited. And then you can find Ethan over at FlabsXZ Gaming over on YouTube and on Twitch if he's streaming. He's probably not, at least not right now, but you could be watching this in 2030 when he's gone back into it, so who knows? Following his face, there's really no reason not to. And if you don't follow, we're going to have to send Agent 47 over to your house right away.
Yeah, I actually have him on the call right now. He's listening to make sure that he knows what the mission is, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes. And so if you wanted to check out Instagram, that's the Provokers Podcast Official. And we also have a Twitter account, or X account, is what we call it, called the Provokers Pod. You can check us out over those. You get updates on what we're doing. If something cool and exciting is happening, you get to know there. You can also support us over on Patreon, where we have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks, with tiers ranging from $1 to $100, and more. The higher the tiers you get, the more perks you get. So, yeah, if you get $1 tier, you know, you get a couple perks. And obviously, $100, you get a lot more. But when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server where we are, and you can talk to us and be like, hey, this is all the issues I have with you guys suck. I don't know why you pay us to tell us that, but you know, you're giving us money, so.
They're really passionate about hating us, I guess.
Indeed. So, you can also check out the extended cut episodes. We haven't made new ones, but there are some of the older ones still up there, which are the first few being only $3, and then after that they're $5 to see if you really want to see what those are like and get used to the format and whatnot. And I think with all that out of the way, I'll see you guys next time.